And good morning and welcome into our Thursday edition of Ag Talk. This is Bill Rice along with Ed Lentz. And we're going to discuss alfalfa today, Ed, specifically lower yields.
Bill, we've been getting reports of people out there saying that their alfalfa, it looks really good, but their yields have been lower than what they've expected or been lower than they have been from other years. And we really attribute this most likely to what we call a smaller growth or shorter growth because we had a colder spring than we've had a couple of years. You know, we had a couple of freezes that came in the latter part that really slowed the growth of the alfalfa. So we just don't have the height into it. And that's probably why they're seeing the lower yields. We just don't have as many of the stems in there because things were just slowed down because of the cooler spring and a couple of these freezes that came in late. The other thing is it seemed to take longer for the alfalfa to mature. Generally, that's a bad thing. I mean, normally our alfalfa is mature and we can't get it cut because of weather. So it's probably been a blessing for us that it did slow it down because we were probably able to cut the alfalfa more at the correct stage, which is going to give us better quality. We do know that some of these things that could have happened in the field will also enhance some of these differences and may have led to more of the lower yields. We do know your soil fertility program is a big player here. If your soil pH was too low or if your P and K levels have been too low, that's going to affect also that yield on there. We also know it's the cutting history of an older stand. If you you pushed what we call the how many harvests you get a year, you pushed it by not giving it as much time to recover between cuttings in previous years, that also may have caused less growth this year. We do know the younger stands, being that they're more vigorous, they are able to adapt the cold weather better than the old, and so they may actually have better yields than some of our older stands or had more growth. The good news is our quality is better because they're less mature when we harvest them compared to other years. So the animals will be able to utilize the 4-H better and get better gains. So what we've lost in yield, we probably have gained in quality. And one that's really unusual this year, Bill, is that we've had good weather for cutting and drying hay. It is usually a battle. We have so much rain that we just can't get the hay cut and dried at the right to moisture for baling purposes. And this year we've had some excellent days to do that. So we may have some lower first cutting hay yields out there, but I think overall, I think we will be pleased. We can make it up with the second and third cuttings, but overall the quality is going to be good, and a lot of people have some pretty good alfalfa out there.
Thank you, Ed, for Ag Talk. This is Bill Rice along with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.